This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot on our plate to discuss today. I spent the first hour talking about Gabby Petito. She's dead. So the existential threat we have of young white girls dying is over, at least temporarily, until we get the next Democrat crisis that needs a story like Gabby Petito to take it all this other stuff off the top of the headline. Because let's face it, whenever a young, obscure white chick that nobody's ever heard of dies, we all must be alerted. It's an Amber Alert for the nation. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Making sense of the senseless. That means the Democrats, the leftists, the plutopians, whatever they want to call themselves, the progressives. They're so progressive that the media cycle decided that we needed to have a story about a white chick whose fiancé killed her. I mean, more than likely. Or was it a cop? In this case, here's a bit of irony. It wasn't a black perp. You would think we could, if we're going to celebrate something, how about we celebrate the non-diversity of Gabby Petito probably being killed by the dude she was dating, and it wasn't a brother. There's something to celebrate. Woohoo! Way to go, America. Way to go, black people. Let that white girl live. Let a white dude kill her. Let's get that monkey off our back. Did he just say monkey? While referencing black people, what kind of radio show is this? That Kevin Jackson is a scoundrel. Yeah, anyway, football season is back. That'll also help with the headlines a little bit while Joe Biden bicycles. Hey, Joe Biden went for a bicycle ride. Really? How cool is that? That's great. Joey Demento still knows how to ride a bike. There's certain things you don't forget just because you get brain damage. Things you did as a child. When my uncle was dying, and I went to go visit him, and my cousin and my brother said, Kev, you got to go see Uncle Burrow. He's dying. He's got Alzheimer's. And I didn't know. I mean, I had heard about it, but I didn't know what it was like until he asked me the same questions four times in about a 45-minute period, and then I got it. But here's what I didn't know. He remembered things that he did as a child like it was yesterday. That's where Joe Biden. I know how to ride a bike when I was 5 years old. They're like, come on, little Joey. Come on. You can get on. Okay, I got it. I got it. I'm on the bike. Hey, Mr. President, what about Macron? He's like, Macron? What? What is Macron? My chrome? If you wonder why I treat Joe Biden like an idiot, it's because he is one. He ain't president of the United States. Is he your president? He's not mine. NFL's back, baby. I'm just as excited as I was last year and the last decade, which means I didn't watch a single game. Saw a couple of scores come up. I heard the Cowboys won in overtime and, Seattle lost in overtime, or I don't know. Maybe the Cowboys didn't win in overtime, but Seattle lost in overtime. Don't know to whom. I don't know who the best teams are. I know that Tom Brady is still a stud, and he like 85, and he's still playing, still dominating. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I would make an exception to watch Tom Brady, because Tom Brady was a Trump supporter, and then Tom Brady is a conservative stud who dates supermodels. Yeah, that's my kind of dude right there. That's my Negro right there, boy. Shoot. They said, here's what they wrote. The NFL assumed its customary place head, shoulders, and other body parts above everything else on TV with its opening weekend. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm never going to forget what Kaepernick did to the NFL. I hope you do the same. So they're charged up. The 7 broadcast windows from Thursday to Monday averaged 17.4 million viewers across linear and digital platforms, a 7% increase over last year. the season opening game on NBC Thursday night, and a Monday Night Football megacast on ABC and three ESPN channels. Both scored big year-to-year gains, while the Sunday windows were more mixed. And then they go on to talk about it. Now, if I were the NFL, I wouldn't get too excited just yet, because here's what they said. Sunday early games drew, and they gave the numbers. And then they said there was a 7% decline from last year when the two networks averaged 13.56 million. So it's down. They averaged 12.56 million the year before, 13.56. So if I was the NFL, I wouldn't just get too excited about what's going on. And there are going to be people like me who remember it and still don't watch it. And by the way, these are fudge numbers. They're fudged. They're just as fudged as Joe Biden's popularity numbers. You want to know why they're fudged? You go to a bar. They got it. What's it a sports bar? Those are the sports. And so they average the number of people in the bar. And they say, this many viewers. They don't know. Those numbers are pulled betwixt somebody's buttocks for the most part. Nielsen says, well, this is how many patrons we think were at sports bars across the country. Blah, blah, blah. And let's all raise our fist to Colin Kaepernick. Hey, don't worry. Democrats are going to do something stupid, and you're going to remember why you quit watching. Just for the record, I hate to say this because it's true, though. I watch college football. Oh, you know what? It wasn't. I was watching pro football. I was at a restaurant, and they had the game on, and it was everywhere. You had to watch it. I mean, or do nothing. So I was watching it. And I watched two plays, and I said to myself, I'm bored. I'm bored. They had soccer highlights, and I'm telling you, I would love to see, you know what a show I'd like to see? Now that I keep, bringing it up. I'd like to see a show with nothing but the best soccer highlights. I would watch that show religiously. Have you seen these guys and what they can do with that ball? It is absolutely amazing. I'd watch that religiously. But I watch football, and the running back runs into the line, and it's over. Now, I watched NFL, they were showing a highlight or something. I don't watch it, I'm telling you. But it came up on some show. And when they show a guy breaking a run, it's fun to watch. But it doesn't happen enough. I was bored watching football. I was an avid football fan, just to put it in perspective. And I was bored. Anyway, there's lots of things that are indicators that things aren't going to go the way the leftists want them to go, outside of the fact that Joey Demento is an idiot. We'll be back to talk more about it. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists have a major problem ahead of them. Well, kind of behind them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I ask you, if you enjoy this program in any way, tell a friend. I want to get to 20,000 downloads. That's nothing. 80 million people voted for Trump. At least 2 to 5 million people have followed my work over the period of the last decade. And I just want 20,000 of you to listen to the program. I don't know, you know, who listens to Limbaugh, you know, when he was on and all these other programs, but you know, we bounce around and I know we listen. There are people that listen to Hannity, millions every day listen to Hannity, listen to Levin, whatever, whoever's left on radio, Bongino and others. And while these people are talented folks, I don't just, you know, I'm happy that they get their audience. What I'm telling you is, I think this show provides as much insight as they do in a different way, in a clever way as well. You can rank them. I don't care. If the radio people came out tomorrow and said, Kevin, you're number one, I'd go, I'm number one to a bunch of people, but other people may not like my style. I like Levin. I've listened to Mark Levin. I met Mark, and I congratulated him, even though we had a beef for a bit because he didn't like comedic radio. And I'm like, I'm giving you jewels inside of humor. You're giving people jewels inside of the Constitution. You know, he's a constitutionalist. We have two different styles. I don't decry his style. Now, he decried mine. And that was the reason why we beefed. But when I saw him, I was like, hey, man, I respect you for what you do. But you got to respect my work, too. So we agreed on that. Here's my point. There are people who would prefer his style over mine. They don't rank me number one. Number one just means we polled more people that believe this guy to be number one. Now, in the case of Limbaugh, he had the numbers. He flatly was number one. He converted a lot of people to conservatism. But I'll tell you this. I've converted a lot of people to conservatism. A lot of black folks. I do a guy's show. His name is Steve. He's out of Kansas City, a pastor. Every time he introduces me, he says, this is the man that brought me to conservatism right here, Kevin Jackson, and I'm just happy to have my mentor on the show with me. Kevin, welcome. That's the way he introduces me. And you know what? I so appreciate that. It's genuine. It's passionate. I can't tell you that Rush Limbaugh introduced me to conservatism. He bolstered what I already knew about myself. But what I'm telling you folks is you're living in a time where you need somebody to make sense of this nonsense, because you have been told by virtue of your color, your gender, your religion or whatever, that you are bad people, and you're not. The other side is not only bad, they're evil. Anyway, we're going to shift gears a bit. It's still leftist conundrums because they have a problem, as I started out the segment saying, and the problem involves Donald Trump. But it doesn't. It also involves Joe Biden. Here's the problem. Donald Trump handed Joe Biden the best economy in the history of man under the circumstances. He got a lot of debt. He created debt. They got us into more debt with Wu Flu. But the path that he was going, when you take out this Wu Flu ruse, Donald Trump was fixing stuff. And what would have happened had that not been interrupted? Where are we now? Americans are pessimistic about the economy. This is Rasmussen. Fewer than one-third of Americans now expect a stronger economy a year from now. Nearly half think it will be worse. What group are you in? I know the group I'm in. If you're in the 33% and you think that, or let the one-third of Americans who think it's going to be stronger, let me tell you who you are. You are people on the dole of the government. That's who you would be polling to get those kind of numbers. If you are working, running a business, wanting to start a business, etc., I can practically guarantee you, you are really concerned. You're wondering how you're going to make a living, what's going to get hit, etc. If you're a retail restaurant and your winter's coming up, you have to be absolutely scared to death. I mean, you're shaking like a, as my buddy would say, a chihuahua trying to pass a peach pit. You have to be scared. You don't know whether you're going to get shut down again because of COVID, you know, Wu Flu restrictions or whatever. The uncertainty. Latest Rasmussen net telephone poll, 47% of American adults say the economy will be weaker a year from now. Just 29% say it will be stronger. 15% say it will be about the same. Significant decline in economic confidence from March of 2017, when 40% expected a stronger economy. Huh. So from 40% down to 29% expecting a stronger economy. They say, here's another poll that I looked at that also does not bode well for the Democrats. You didn't see polls like this under Trump. You didn't see it. 32% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction, according to this Rasmussen report. That was for September the 16th. They said this week's finding is down 2 points from a week ago. So 32% think the economy, the country's headed in the right direction, down from 34%. So it's creeping down, down, down. You want to know who the 32% or whatever that thinks that the economy's in the right direction? The same people who say that the economy will be stronger, who are the people who are on the government dole. So what else has Biden got that's happening that's going to hurt his chances and the chances during the midterms for the Democrats, who we should outlaw? If we had any guts at all, we would outlaw the Democratic Party. We would call them a RICO organization full of nothing but mafia dons who have carved up the world and are fleecing us out of our money. And they should all be in prison. Now, Kevin, those are incendiary words and people aren't going to want to take you seriously. I am trying to be taken serious. I'm not joking. The Democratic Party has proven to be nothing more than a mafioso group, a cartel. It's a cartel, a wide open cartel. They don't even hide it. They pick winners and losers. In this case, they picked Joey Demento Biden, made him president in the big cheat. They now are using a Chinese virus, a bioweapon, and they're making money off of us, and they're daring us to prove them wrong, just like they dared us to prove that they cheated. How dare you say we cheated? We know we cheated, but you can't prove it. What else has Biden got that's going to cause him problems? Debt ceiling? That's coming up. Now, Congress is going to blast right through the debt ceiling because, remember, probably two decades ago,
we cannot vote for anything that we can't pay for.
They called it PAYGO. You think we're doing PAYGO? They use every little trick in the book. You know what they've done with this scamdemic? They've declared it a national emergency. It's a pandemic. Nothing about this disease makes it a pandemic. Does it kill people? Yes. Like everything else. It's a pandemic. It's a money grab. But this is all going to backfire because you can't keep doing what leftism does without a consequence. And I'm going to tell you, folks, you can disregard preppers and all that. You better prep. You better have some understanding of where this economy can go and how bad things can get. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with all parts of the Democratic Party on Wednesday. The White House saying he'll meet with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Biden then will transition to a gathering with more moderate members of his party, including West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Progressives will get their chance with Biden tonight when they meet with the president. The meeting's taking place as the president is trying to rally support for his $3.5 trillion spending plan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer slamming Senate Republicans for refusing to extend the federal debt limit. Schumer addressing the Senate, accusing Republicans of playing games to gain political advantage and saying it endangers the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden says nothing is more urgent than defeating COVID around the world. Biden opening a global COVID summit and saying, we've all suffered in the pandemic.
The United States has lost more than 670,000 of our fellow Americans. Worldwide, the death toll is above 4.5 million people.
Biden calling it an all-hands-on-deck crisis and saying the solution lies in global vaccinations. The search is back on in southwest Florida for Brian Laundry. He's the fiancé and a person of interest in the Gabby Petito case. Crews are looking for any signs of Laundry on the Venice side of Carlton Reserve, a 25,000-acre swampy area in Sarasota County. Laundry hasn't been seen in more than a week after his parents said he went for a hike in the park. Yesterday, the FBI confirmed a body found in Wyoming is that of Petito, and the coroner ruled the 22-year-old's death a homicide. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jane Ruby is here, and she has an explosive breaking story here regarding these other vaccines. I'm just going to let you get right into it.
We are very concerned that seasonal flu shots are being loaded up as part of the bioweapon program, Stu. A day or two ago, a woman named Savannah Cortland walked into a Walgreens in Fresno, California, and she requested the seasonal flu shot. She was given an injection. She was given a card, and upon walking away, the nurse said to her, "Don't forget to come back for your second injection." And she said, "Why do I need that?" And she said, "Well, because that's what you need to be immunized to COVID-19. She said, "I didn't ask for the COVID-19. I signed my paperwork for regular flu." And they went and checked, and indeed they did give her the COVID injection. Now, you can say that that was an accident. First of all, if it is, I want people to understand that in their departments of health regulated by the state, that when a nurse or doctor gives a medication in error or any kind of entity, they have to report it. They have to fill out paperwork. Walgreens should have a policy on this. And they probably violated their own policy. But we're getting very concerned, and we think that a lot of the normal vaccines, or what we would call traditional childhood vaccines, may be being primed with the COVID-19 injection material. And we're very concerned about it, Stu.
That was a doctor that appeared on Stu Peters' show. Stu's a great interviewer. If you get a chance, check out his show. I don't have the time, but I've been on it, and he was a really amazing interviewer. And the clips that I get, and I'm starting to get more, are wonderful. And here's the thing. I want to promote Stu Peters to my audience. I don't know how large it is, but if it helps him grow, that's what we should be doing. Stu's had me on his program. Probably should do it more often, but I'm just saying. These are the things that we need to do to help each other. But anyway, he has this Jane on, this doctor, and she says that, and I'm going to tell you right now, the thought crossed my mind when all these flu shots, when I was go to Walgreens, it used to have COVID-19 shots, COVID-19 shots, COVID-19 shots. And then suddenly, it would say free. And then suddenly it was, hey, see, don't forget to get your seasonal flu shot. And suddenly the COVID-19 banners, the little things that advertise it, were gone. And it crossed my mind. I went, man, if I were a person getting a flu shot right now, I would say to myself, you know, I want to see the vial that shows that I'm getting a flu. I'm never going to get a flu shot. I'm never going to get a COVID shot either. But I would want to see the vial and say, let me see that this is truly the flu shot. And I want to see what it looks like if you get the COVID shot. I want to see what both of them are. Because nothing surprises me about this government that is wanting us to be like lemmings, you know, or they as they make these doctors and whatever, the Pied Pipers. Doctors and nurses who won't get the shot themselves. Why? Because they know the dangers.
My name is Jody O'Malley, and I'm a master's prepared registered nurse.
Well, first of all, your hospital is run by HHS, correct?
I work for Health and Human Services with Indian Health Services branch for the Native Americans.
These are federal employees.
Yes.
And now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath. Okay, now his BNP is elevated, D-dimer elevated, ALT, all his liver enzymes are elevated.
And then myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
Oh,
it happened. Right, what is it? 60 days after? Have you seen anything?
They have got to.
But how many people are reporting?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the...
Yeah.
Under the mat.
In this instance with Dr. Gonzalez, what patient was she referring to, or without saying
she was referring to that patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
On July 29th, you had the first COVID vaccine, and August 19th, you had the second. You know, you don't have COVID. Okay, but you have got a lot of symptoms, you know, and you're developing congestive heart failure.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
It's the same. They're not treating people. I know. Like they're supposed to, like they should. And I think they want people to die.
And how many have you seen that have gotten vaccinated here?
Domestic side effects? A lot.
A lot?
Have you seen it too? Yeah.
Who's
writing the nurse report?
Nobody, because it takes over a half an hour to write to them.
Why?
The CDC website, it says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. Is there a policy at the hospital for reporting these complications? No.
There's never been any directive sent out on reporting. What the responsibility on everyone is to gather that data and report it. And if we're not gathering that data and reporting it, then how are we going to say that this is safe and approved for use?
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So we played Dr. Jane Ruby on Wu Flu replacing flu shots. Was it an accident? Could have been, but I don't think so. So we've got that particular thing. Then we've got Project Veritas interviewing a nurse who has a doctor who's unafraid, a female doctor, a Hispanic surname, working on in the Indian part of HHS. Okay? So they're treating a minority of Americans, the indigenous people, the people of color, okay, BIPOCs, and the doctors are killing folks. Do you remember that movie Coma? Probably you may be too young. I mean, but it was a movie Coma where they were intentionally putting people into comas, I guess to harvest body parts, who knows. You think, look, Hollywood isn't creative enough to come up with this stuff. They are gearing up to just let people, this one lady even says it. She says, they're not treating people. I think they want people to die. Now, this is in the middle of summer where we shouldn't be talking about virus. I mean, you might get a summer cold. It's pretty unusual. That's why if people go, oh, you got a summer cold. Maybe you were up somewhere in the cold and you brought it back with you. But it's very rare. But we're getting summer flus and colds and woo flus and variants. What do you think they're gearing up for the winter? Would you want to be in the restaurant business or the entertainment business? Maybe you own theaters that just opened and they're going to close them down again? Oh, boy. So they're doing this to Indians. This is at an Indian hospital. And this woman, this doctor is saying, this what they're doing to people is not fair. She's saying, this is a violation of what I signed up for as a medical doctor. And she's crying foul on it. The nurse who's videotaping her, and she gave her name, she knows she's liable to be fired, prosecuted even. The doctor's probably going to get fired. I hope Project Veritas follows up with these people and makes sure they have some level of protection. But this is where we are. a whistleblower nurse that is saying to people, they're not going to treat you right. If you get into the, if you take that vaccine, they're not going to register any problems you have. I've talked about this before. I even made the comment. It's VAERS system. They call it VAERS. I said that system is nothing but a bunch of fraudulent lying. It's data. It's data that doesn't matter. Imagine this is one little Indian hospital. And I'm sure it's a, you know, it's a network in the Arizona area because it's in the, was shot in the Phoenix area. But it's one hospital. And these people are saying they're not registering adverse impact. If you get myocarditis or GBS or blood clots or whatever, we're not, I'm not writing up a report. That'll take too long. So they don't want to do it. So the numbers get skewed. Oh, this vaccine is very effective. Oh, it's amazing. You should take it. Everybody should get it. And I'm not going to go into all the other stuff, but here's what I will tell you. The people blowing the whistle, the people doing Americans a favor, saving lives like this nurse and this doctor will get punished. Mark my words. Why is this woman afraid? And farther in the video, if you watch the whole thing from Project Veritas, there's a doctor there who's like, well, you know, they're going to test it and they're giving data. You just have to be patient. They haven't put all the data together. They don't want to register this stuff. They don't want to tell people what's going on for a very simple reason. And you know what it is. Let me just tell you this. If you want to know what nationalized health care is, you're looking at it. Go into the hospital for Wu Flu. And you're practically a dead person. They will not do any of the things for you to create a life-saving measure. They're prevented from doing it, even though the Goldwater Institute passed national right to try. They still don't care. They have a quota of the number of people who are going to die. They have a narrative of what's that. Don't be a child and go in, because they may kill you just for shiggles, just to say, see, it's killing the kids now. I wouldn't go anywhere near a hospital if I was sick.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Hi, I'm Steve Kirsch. I'm Executive Director of the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund. I have no conflicts. Advance to slide number 4 with the elephant. I'm going to focus my remarks today on the elephant in the room that nobody likes to talk about, that the vaccines kill more people than they save. Today, we focus almost exclusively on COVID death saves and vaccine efficacy because we were led to believe that vaccines are perfectly safe. But this is simply not true. For example, there were 4 times as many heart attacks in the treatment group in the Pfizer 6-month trial report. That wasn't bad luck. Theirs shows heart attacks happen 71 times more often following these vaccines compared to any other vaccine. In all, 20 people died who got the drug, 14 died who got the placebo. Few people notice that. If the net all-cause mortality from the vaccines is negative, vaccines, boosters, and mandates are all nonsensical. This is the case today. Death rates. Let's slide number seven, advance to the number seven in the lower part. This shows that the all-cause death light rate in three cases. Only the VAERS numbers are statistically significant, but the other numbers are troubling. Even if the vaccines had 100% protection, it still means we killed two people to save one life. Four experts did analyses using completely different non-U.S. data sources, and all of them came up with approximately the same number of excess vaccine-related deaths, about 411 deaths per million doses. That translates into 150,000 people have died. Next slide will be slide number 11. The nursing home. Now, the real numbers confirm that we kill more than we save, and I would love everyone to look at the Israel Ministry of Health data on the 90-plus-year-olds, where we went from a 94.4% vaccinated group to 82.9% vaccinated in the last 4 months. In the most optimistic scenario, it means that 50% of the vaccinated people died and 0% of unvaccinated people died. Unless you can explain that to the American public, you cannot approve the boosters.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Dr. Kirshner. I am Kevin Jackson. I'm not a doctor, but I can play one. I will debate most of them, certainly on anything I know. I wouldn't debate Dr. Kirshner. What data? I mean, look, folks, this guy says, I don't have a dog in the fight. But here's what happened. Four times the heart attacks in the Pfizer studies. 71 times more often somebody had a heart attack following those that had the vaccine versus the non-vaxxed, the placebo group. 21 died taking the drug. 14 died with a placebo. Now, do I need to go any further? The people that didn't do anything, that got a sugar pill, 14 people died. 21 died. I don't know whether these were people that had COVID, got the vaccine, whatever. But you have a 50% better chance of dying with the vaccine. 844-551-8255. It's funny because I come on this show and I give you guys common sense stuff. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm looking at data. I'm looking at numbers. I'm an engineer. Oh, yeah, with a math degree. And I'm looking at the numbers. And I'm going, why would you do this? It would be like saying, you could buy one property who's got about a 50% chance of appreciation, or the property that's been appreciating 50% every 5 years, or you could buy another property that's been going backwards 20% every 5 years. Which would you buy? And, you know, or make it a stock. You got a stock that goes up every year, and you got a stock that's in retreat. Doesn't seem like it can gain their footing. Which one do you buy? Now, there are people, well, Kevin, I'll buy the one that's going backwards because eventually it's going to catch up and that'll be that. Okay, that's great. I understand that people thinking that way. But me, I'm going to look at that one that's been trending up, 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 and up, and up, and up for 5 years, and I'm going to say, I'll put my money in that. That's why I'll do it. And there's many other examples. That wasn't the best. That wasn't my best work right there. Okay, I'll admit it. But you get what I'm saying, and I know you do. Death rates, he says, all-cause death rates. Only VARs, or the VAERS deal, is statistically significant. And he says, essentially, let me just cut to the chase. The doctor had testified before the FDA. He says, effectively, we're killing two to save one. Killing two to save one. Now, let me ask you, what program does that work? Tell me where, is it on the Titanic? What other thing would you say, you know what, it's for the greater good. We'll kill two to save one. Oh, and by the way, it's going to cost us billions of dollars to develop the technology to kill two to save one. Well, I could think of where you might want to kill two to save one, but it involves politics. Oh, well. Let them stew on that, because they'll accuse me of being a murderer. The Democrats. The Republicans. Those Trump people, they're so deadly. They're dangerous. Well, we don't shoot up baseball games. What else did he say? Four experts used non-U.S. data sources to complete their stuff. Let me tell you why that's important. It's important because what he's saying is the U.S. data sources, they cheat. They're unreliable. Do I really need you to go back to the previous segment that we just did on this very broadcast where they're saying they're not even reporting all of the cases? I mean, we're finding out about it because there's so many. What drug do you think you could get approved by the FDA, notwithstanding Operation Warp Speed, where you could die of blood clots, an enlarged heart, you get some crazy debilitating physiological disorder, neurological disorder, and I could go on. Or, you know, you just drop dead from pneumonia, 15 other things. What drug do you think you could get approved that people, look, those are just, it isn't side effect like your hair falls out or you'll get dry mouth or whatever. It's side effects that are debilitating now and forevermore. The Democrats, you say, if we just save one. Let me go back to this number because I didn't finish what I was saying. These four experts use non-U.S. data sources, and they found that it was roughly 411 deaths per million doses. Okay? 150,000 people, based on those estimates and the number of doses, 150,000 people have died since they said, get the shot. Now, I don't know whether that's nationwide. Obviously it isn't, because it's got to be worldwide. If 150,000 people die based on whatever the number is, and I don't know what percentage that is. I don't. He didn't use the numbers, but that's a lot. That, especially when you're trying to roll out the idea or promote the idea that it's all safe, man. He says, real numbers confirm, and now, and this may be the most critical piece of this whole thing, because he didn't go, and I like the way he did it, because he just summarized the data and said, look, we can go through all the statistical analysis, I can give you all this or that, but let me just cut to the chase. He says, real numbers confirm that we have killed more people than we have saved. Now, this is what, every time I hear the word saved, it reminds me of Obama saying, we will create or save X number of jobs. And how many have you saved? Now, you know what the left is going to argue? How does he know how many we saved? I mean, we stopped this from spreading. We did this or that. He's saying, based on the data, everything that we've gotten, these cures, and I use my finger quotes, have killed more people than they've saved. 94, and he goes into some other stuff, but here's essentially where he ends up. 50% of vaccinated people died of this control group of the old folks. 0% of the unvaccinated died. So if you were going to give out this shot in an old folks home, 50% of them who took the shot died. None of them who did not take the shot died. So in other words, they were going to die of whatever they were going to die of. But they did not die of COVID or Wu flu. And then add this to the last part of it. And he didn't say anything about this, but we are. What Biden's team has tried to do is keep everybody from taking over-the-county cures. And the lies about herd immunity are rampant. The lies of this shot are far worse, as we've just described. They won't let people get ivermectin, but you can get fentanyl or heroin or anything else you want. You should be asking yourself how this is possible in the world that we live in, where you can't get a cheap over-the-counter medicine, but you can get heroin.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.